The Interior Department's new Secretary Ken Salazar addressed his employees around the nation today from Washington and reiterated his pledge to clean up the department. The Interior Department has vast influence in Alaska, where it manages millions of acres of land and has trust responsibility for Alaska Natives. APRN's Libby Casey reports.
During Ken Salazar's confirmation hearing last week, he criticized past illegal activities and the general culture of the Interior Department under the Bush administration. But on Thursday, Salazar specifically pointed to high-level administrators as the ones with the ethical problems rather than career employees.
You know how one apple in a bushel can spoil the whole bushel? There has been essentially a picture of the department which has been painted unfairly on the backs of career employees because of actions of political appointees, and that era is now changing, and it starts today.
Problems in recent years at the Interior Department range from accusations about politically motivated decisions to a sex and drug scandal involving employees who took gifts from the oil and gas industry. Salazar pledged that from now on, the Interior Department's decisions will be based on science and not special interests. He also promised to work with Native American tribes.
We need to do a lot more to address our Native American populations across this country that for too long they have been forgotten and left the back end of the line. And it's time for us to address many of the issues that face Indian country.
Salazar said he has four main goals for the Bureau of Indian Affairs: to pursue economic development in Indian country, especially related to renewable energy projects, also improve health care and better educate children, and forge a relationship of respect and consultation with tribes. Salazar has said he took the post of Interior Secretary to help transform America's energy supply to renewable resources, but on Thursday he took a moderate stance, saying there's a place for fossil fuels too.
Our oil and gas and coal resources are very much a part of the equation of that future. Okay, we cannot get from here to there without, frankly, moving forward with the oil and gas resources that we have here in this nation, both on our lands as well as in some selected areas in the offshore area. And we cannot move forward simply by turning off the lights today and turning off all the coal-fired power plants.
Salazar was asked about last-minute midnight regulations by the Bush administration during its final months in power. They include changes to the Endangered Species Act and offshore oil drilling plans. Salazar wouldn't specify what he would like to see reversed.
Let me just say, there are good regulations, and there are maybe not such good regulations, and we haven't at this point had an opportunity to really sit down with people who were involved in crafting them and making decisions about how to move forward. So we will do that.
Ken Salazar was sworn in as the 50th Interior Secretary on Tuesday. The former senator from Colorado has now named some of his top staff members, including his chief of staff, Tom Strickland, who's a Colorado attorney. In Washington, I'm Libby Casey.